Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-each draw with Hibs today in the Premiership. Hibs did. 2 points dropped and we've got nobody but ourselves to blame. It was a shocking performance from the team largely. Not very many pass marks from both the players and the management for some of the decisions they made, and I'm fed up of seeing the same players make the same mistakes time and time again. When are we going to learn? For a defence that was absolutely solid, we looked as if we had sorted out all the stupid blunders and we were like as solid as a rock, we've completely capitulated today. Hibs are not even that good a team. They've been the best of the rest of the SPFL this season so far, and they're just a physical side who get in your face, and we're too timid to deal with a team like that, and we seem to be scared of that today. We backed off, we were no urgency for pretty much most of the game, and we failed. It's as simple as that. Dare I say it, bottled it once again. When the chips are down, we dropped 2 points. First half, we started off bright enough for maybe about the first 15 minutes, moving the ball well. From 15-minute mark onwards, we switched off for the rest of the half. We allowed ourselves to be bullied off the ball. That and some dirty play by Hibs that went unpunished. I've said it last season, I don't know if that goes into the mindset of some of the players, that when we're getting strong-armed off the ball, sometimes illegally, we don't face up to that and stand up to that, because the standard of refereeing in this country shows that, you know, time and time again, if somebody in blue has a strong tackle, we get the foul against us, whereas if it's the opposite team, they never get punished for it. So I don't know if that plays into the mentality of the team. We've seen it LL in this game so far up until that point, where there was a lot of dirty fouls by Hibs players and they were getting unpunished with it. There was a incident when late into the second half where Morelos was body checked out the game going forward, and he remonstrated with the ref and he picks up a yellow card. So it's instantly he gets the yellow card for remonstrating for an obvious foul against us, but nothing about the actual foul itself. So that's kind of by the by anyway. The players just seem to switch off today from that 15-minute mark onwards. As I said, Hibs were being quite dirty, going unpunished. That coincided with us seeming to run out of ideas already in the 15-minute mark. We were getting the ball to the wing, we're crossing to nobody, we weren't beating our first man, and we couldn't even find a pass half the time. And it was just really, really shoddy play from the team. For a team that was very good, very crisp passing, very direct, we were on the ball, our defence was solid, we just kind of completely went to shreds today. We were trying to be too clever. Again, trying to walk the ball into the net. How many times do we need to say to the team, just take a fucking shot? That's all we're asking. Take a shot. We've had a couple instances in the last few games where we've gotten goals from deflections, or it's deflected into the path of our player for a simple tap-in. That's all it takes, because we're actually having shots at goal rather than trying to look for the perfect pass and the perfect angle. We've proven time and time again, this perfect angle and perfect pass and walking into the net just does not bear fruit at the end of the day. As I said, Hibs were being strong. All they had to do really was stand up to us, and they didn't even really have to make difficult challenges because of the way we were playing. We were trying to be too cute, and all they just had to do was stand there. And, you know, the ball was robbed off of us in the final third quite easily. Really, all in all, powder puff stuff from us. We can play some lovely stuff at times, but we are so timid when it comes to these style of games. And as I said, maybe the mentality of the players comes into that, but we need to grow a set of balls sometimes. We need this hard battling player in the centre of midfield, which is going to give us some options. It's going to lay a marker down. We don't have that. We never have had that for years now, and it's quite worrying. And the midfield is where all the play come from. It's all well and good saying play from the back, but if your engine room is in the midfield, and that's where the outlet's coming from. Today we never had that outlet because there was nobody in the centre of the park battling. I mean, Davis was shocking with some of his passing today. He had a few outstanding ones, one in the second half and for Arfield, but it was largely wasteful and going to nobody today. The goal itself we lost on the 21st minute. It was a long diagonal from left to right. Gets the cross in on the box on the deck. Barisic was really poor. He hesitated. He allowed the player to get the cross in. Comes to the unmarked man, who has a first time shot through the legs of the keeper. And I think it was maybe Davis that was meant to be picking up. He just kind of drifted off. And really, really poor goal to lose. Considering that our defence has been so solid this season so far, it was just so simple to break through our defence there. a bit of controversy on the 34th minute with that dirty wee shite Porteous and an off-the-ball incident with Morelos. Looked as if it was maybe a forearm smash to the head of Morelos. The referee flagged it, he gave him a yellow card. Arguably, it certainly could have been a red card. And there was a moment a few minutes later where another Hibs player was booked for basically the exact same thing. And apparently Chris Boyd, I think it was, in the Sky studio or whatever studio he's in, said that that was a red card. So, you know, that's two very similar incidents, picked up yellow cards, and there was no attempt to play for the ball. Certainly the Porteous one, because it was off the ball. So, the state of refereeing once again, as we speak about. However, we did get the equaliser really out of nothing on the 46th minute at the stroke of half-time. It was down the right-hand side, lovely cross into the back post by Kent, lovely control by Morelos, who shoots with his second touch into the back of the net from 6 yards. So, bit of a lifeline there in going into the second half, because we were certainly undeserved at that point. Second half, we did start off a wee bit brighter and we got a goal 11 minutes into it in the 56th minute with Arfield scoring. Tavernier on the right, who plays the ball on the deck to Arfield, who lays it off to Hadji, who plays it quickly back to him in a 1-2. Arfield has a shot off the post via the hand of the keeper. Lovely wee passage of play there. Good vision from Tavernier to play the ball in the first place, and even better from the layoff to Hadji to back to Arfield as well. So a superb goal. And then it really kind of turned into a bit of a midfield game, not a lot happening either side. 65th minute, Hibs had a really good chance with McLaughlin making another good save. It was a bit of a goal mouth scramble as well, lucky to get away with that, and you could see it coming. Hibs were coming more and more back into it, and on the 71st minute they got their goal. If it wasn't our team, I would say it was hilarious defending. Goldson with a really poor pass on the edge of the box. I don't know what he was thinking of. It was the Goldson of last season when he was making all the mistakes. Just clear your fucking lines, that's all we're asking. And that's when he plays brilliant, when he just does a simple thing, clear his lines. But he tried to play the silly, clever pass out of the box, which was really piss poor, which he's done time and time again. I'm fed up of talking about individual errors from individuals. It was a poor pass right to the Hibs player. The cross kind of came in. The Hibs player, who eventually picked the ball, was offside. You cannot get away from that. That's, you know, clear as day. But, you know, we need to play against the 12th man of the referee, it seems, these days. Nothing given. Tavernier decides to cut across him, which he was extremely lucky. If he had maybe caught him even just a wee bit, then it was a certain penalty anyway and a potential red card. The ball came to the Hibs player on the edge of the box. Tavernier done nothing. Stood back, allowed the player to shimmy, put the cross into the back post, and the attacker heads it in. Hellander might have been getting held. Either that, it was just a piss poor jump to defend it. But comical defending all round. And again, two people who have been solid this year, and I'm not going to say anything bad about them from what they've done up until this point, but Tavernier and Goldson were the architects of our downfall there once again. And this is what I'm talking about when it comes to individual errors, when it's only one goal or when we're drawn. One individual error can cost us the game, and in this case it was two individual errors that cost us the game in the same passage of play. And one thing I've got to say about the management of this game, it was clear that the Hibs were coming back into it, and we never made our first sub until the 75th minute when Hadji came off and Defoe came on. Hadji is not the player who I would have taken off in that instance there. You know, certainly he was doing a lot. He was involved in one of the goals. He was creating a bit. It wasn't always coming off for him, but he was no worse than anybody else here. I would have said Davis maybe come off, give a wee bit more up front and a wee bit more attack and play. And we just knew from that moment on that we were getting absolutely nothing out of this game. If anything, Hibs were the ones that were going to score. Kamara came off and Itton came on in the 84th minute. Can't really fault Itton. It wasn't his fault. He was only given 5-6 minutes in play there. But as I said, 2 points dropped. Not good enough whatsoever. And really piss poor. Once again, in an advantage position, we blew it. We've got to question the mentality of the team and obviously the awareness of the management when you need to change the team and when change the game. And it's what is the frustrating thing here is Davis never had a good game today, but he had an outstanding game against Dundee United. You're not getting the same consistency week in, week out from some of these players sometimes. It's really the second blip of the season, obviously drawn against Livingston. It's probably the first high-profile one where, in terms of Hibs, they were lying second in the league, and it was maybe the first big test of the season so far, and we bottled it. And I'm not going to... You're going to see a lot of people flying off the handle online. I've already seen it myself, that, you know, calling for Gerrard's head, and that's time up, it's a vanity project, etc., etc. we've come so far forward, we need to stick with it. There's no point calling for people's heads. There's a few players that have made individual errors for the goals today. They need to learn from it. I'm fed up of saying the same things time and time again. That's something that, you know, up until this point, they've been absolutely solid so far this year. So it's been a bad day at the office. They always contrive to spoil your weekend. But, you know, we need to pick ourselves up. We need to get going. Celtic, you know, they were, from all reports, are a bit lucky to get away with the result yesterday. But we've got to focus on ourselves. And today we fell very short of the target today. Not good enough from a number of individuals. We need to pick ourselves back up, simple as. So Dave and I will be recording our main podcast tomorrow. So we'll see you then. We've obviously got to pick ourselves back up for the game against Willem Twy. Going to be another difficult game. Again, there's certainly a different kettle of fish. I know that some people would be quite happy if we got put out on Thursday night, but that's, you know, goes against everything you stand for as a Rangers fan. You know, we enter every competition to do as well as we can, not to bloody lose a game. So we'll see how we fare on that one. A difficult game. I'll be back with a post-match then, but as I said, Dave and I will be back tomorrow night. It'll be early hours of Tuesday morning with the next pod. So try and enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. I'm back at work tomorrow after 2 weeks off, so it's a bitter pill to swallow after today. But thanks for listening, and goodbye.